I'm Malcolm King, usually known as Malk King, and I'm chairman of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project.
So today's been a very special day, Malk. There are tours going on with the Rugby Stadium at the moment for Heritage Open Days, but it was also the launch of the book all about the link with Gloucester Rugby and those who fought and gave their lives in a number of conflicts. Do you want to tell me a bit more about that?
Yes, the book is called They Played for Gloucester and Fought for Their Country, and it's been written by Martin Davis, one of the volunteers on the project, and his wife Teresa. Their research showed that, in fact, considerably more Gloucester players had died in the wars, that is, one in the Boer War, 30 in the Great War, and 9 in the Second World War than we were previously aware of. So out of that has come a new war memorial, which, of course, we've unveiled this morning. And so they're now properly commemorated here at the ground.
And then proceeds from the book will go back into the project.
That's right. All of the money raised from sales of the book will go back into our continuing work on the heritage of Gloucester Rugby.
What's next then for the project after this book launch? What are you working on at the moment?
We continue to put quite a lot of work into just getting things into soft copy on our website. And there are more and more things going on there all the time so that people can access it over the internet. We continue to build up the physical archive in Gloucestershire Archives as well. We're hoping to considerably expand our work on educational resources. We've already done quite a lot, and there are a lot of lesson plans available now that schools are using. And schools come in to see the displays we have at the ground as well. But we're hoping to make that more exciting, if you like, for the recipients by making more use of audio and video. Mm-hmm. And we're talking to various companies at the moment as to how best to do that.
And lots of people here today. Obviously, there are members here from the Allied Rapid Reaction Corps based at Imjin Barracks. How sort of proud do you feel on a day like today?
Oh, I do. I'm proud of the players who appear on the memorial. But I think it's a sign of the status of Gloucester Rugby in this area that it attracts that sort of attention and devotion.
My name is Michael David Keane Price. I'm the town crier and town sergeant of Tewkesbury, and I'm here at Gloucester Rugby Club today because the war memorial has been unveiled on which my grandfather John Price's name appears. And I'm very, very proud.
And you mentioned during the talk that Martin was given just how much it meant to your grandfather being part of Gloucester.
Being part of Gloucester Rugby Club, because he played for Moreland's Excelsior, that was a match factory, mm-hmm. and was sort of plucked out of obscurity to play for Gloucester, mm. you know. And it was a great thrill to be called a Gloucester player. And although he had few games for the first team, over the years, he played on occasions when there was sickness or absence, mm. As did my father in the 30s. The day war broke out, literally, the whole of Gloucester went to volunteer at the Spread Eagle Hotel, which is exactly the same place where Gloucester Rugby Club was founded. Mm-hmm. And they all took the oath. They had the medical and were told on different days to report. A batch of 200 men went up to the Great Western Railway Station on the way to Horfield Barracks, Bristol. 189 Gloucester men are then walking through the town, you know, and when they get to what was then the Prince Albert pub, going to turn left to the Great Western Station, the mayor is there and the town clerk to say, I'm sorry, the Gloucestershire Regiment is fully booked. You are going to help our neighbours out in Worcester. And they marched them to the Midland Station, mm. and they went to Norton Barracks. My grandfather was absolutely livid. Mm. Yeah. He had signed to serve his king and country, and so he did. And he was killed on the 3rd of July, 1916. But he, when he came home on leave, he took his uniform off, and unlike anybody else, he wouldn't wear the Worcester's uniform round Gloucester because he felt like a foreigner. And we thought this was all family legend. And then Martin finds the Gloucester Citizen paper, mm. and there it is, the account and the day, what happened. So it wasn't legend, it was the truth.
So it must mean such a lot to you now to see his name on that war memorial right here in Gloucester.
Absolutely. You know, his name's on the Men of Gloucester at the park, and it's also in Worcester, of course. Mm. And he's on the Thiekval Memorial because his body was never found.
And are you a supporter of Gloucester Rugby anyway? Have you been coming since you were a young lad?
Since when my dad came back from the war, he'd been very badly treated by the Japanese. So the first time I came here was Remembrance Weekend, 1949. That was the first time. And I came every week except for army service until 1999. And having moved to Tewkesbury, I didn't come so regularly. But it was almost, a religion, you know.
And you must feel that such a strong connection. I mean, my great-grandfather played rugby for Gloucester and now I'm a season ticket holder. I kind of feel that connection, I think, very strongly. You must feel it even more than that.
Yeah. And I always tell a story that in 1952, Gloucester beat Cardiff. Cliff Morgan plays, sadly just died. Every member of the Cardiff team was a Welsh international, past or present. Gloucester had two internationals, my father's cousin, Johnny Thornton, and Gordon Hudson of Hudson's shop, and they beat Cardiff. And it was the only time that Cardiff didn't score that season. And I maintain that's the greatest game ever played by Gloucester Rugby Club. People will shake me down and say, what about when we beat Bath? What about when we beat the Irish national team? No. That day, we beat Cardiff. And I was at the Worcester Street end with my father because he came from Trebworth and that's where all the Trebworthites used to be.
Yeah.
I went to get on the pitch to get some autographs and he dragged me back and he said, you'll only go on that pitch when you've earned the right to wear that jersey. And I'm 71 and I have never been on the pitch at King's Home and I never will. That's how serious it is.